How I honor each and every one of you for joining us here today. And today will be a magnificent journey into divine remembrance, into self-empowerment, into greater awareness than we can imagine. You're here today with Be the Light Radio and Alania Starhawk, and I trust that all of us united shall certainly open a global portal of peace to bless this earth, to touch all of humanity, to bring that prayer of respect and understanding and self-acceptance into the realm of support and awareness for each beautiful soul embodied at this time on this planet. So here we are, just being ourselves, sitting here with an open heart, ready to unite. We have such a great purpose that we are each stepping into. Be the Light Radio has been created so that we can bring voice to the beautiful intentions, the prayers, the visions we each hold within. If you are guided to us today, if you are guided to journey with us in any way, that means that there is something within you that wishes to be part of the shift taking place on this planet at this time. We wish to walk into a paradigm of greater peace, of greater self-acceptance, of greater, greater divine truth. So I welcome you, and I tell you that Be the Light is a united effort between all of us. I so enjoyed my journey on Blog Talk Radio a few years ago, and I am so looking forward to being back with you again. Today is our inaugural broadcast, but we look forward to doing this weekly and really uniting and amplifying our prayers together. And when I thought about how I would start beautiful evening out, I was guided to a channeling that came through to me for December 21st, 2012. In that channeling, it was really about remembering what our journey is together for this, let's say, doorway of initiation for humanity, for all the beautiful souls journeying forward into remembrance. And it's a sweet channeling that really sums up where we are at. And I'd like to read that for you now. I'd also like to remind you that it really begins on the dawn of this new day. And at that time, I had interpreted that as meaning December 21st, 2012. But in truth, everything that this channeling holds still holds true for us today. At the dawn of this new day really and truly means this level of awareness that we are stepping into. We still are at the dawn where we are learning to imagine that we are greater than we have perceived ourselves to be. We are at the dawn of this new day. So if you can just take a deep breath for a moment and really allow these words to sink in and remind you of what our united journey is about, I believe that we all will be touched. On the dawn of this new day that has been reverently awaited, we as a race are accelerating our united energy by shifting our awareness into our heart space. We together are learning to trust our inner sun, that radiant heart glow, and that universal heartbeat are all an integral part of our divine destiny. No longer are we limited by the physical boundaries we once perceived. This is the time where our own hopes and dreams will lay a new foundation for all that soon will be. It is now the pure light of our own precious hearts that will help us align with this new vision of love. Be not deterred by all you see now. The tides are swiftly turning, and the new path is love. See this new future that you now embrace. See the beauty and potential in the dawn of this new day. For as all new days begin with only a hint of the light that will shine at midday, so our hearts will hold hope for all that will be our new destiny. We are free. We are sovereign. We are radiant divine light. We are love divinely manifest in human ecstasy. And so by tapping into these words once again, I'm reminded of the purpose that that I've created Be the Light for. I have walked, I'm Alania Starhawk, and I've walked on this journey for the past 13 years of waking up very slowly and breaking down the old belief systems that once allowed me to feel limited, separate, alone, and truly challenging my way through life or struggling my way through life. And slowly I stood strong in myself. I stood as the warrior of light to break down that which was illusion, that which was a limited truth, to step into the greater perspectives that can be. So each day I hold a prayer that I see from the highest perspective, that I remember who I am, that I embrace the beauty that flows through me in all moments, and that I stand in power, enabling myself to welcome in the wonder that life can be. I will never tell you that I understand all that surrounds me now, because each and every day I am learning in greater ways to see the intricate beauty, the wonder, the ever-flowing magic that surrounds us in all ways. Everything we are part of has an intricate, interwoven tapestry, a grid, points of light, all interconnected to bring about this experience we call reality. And in truth, I do not wish to break down any of the old as our focus. My wish, my intention is only to bring light to the truth that is. So in order to see from the highest perspectives, in order to see the possibilities that can be in our world every day, it's so important to shift to our heart space. When we make that shift from our mind space to our heart space, I will tell you what happens. We begin in our mind space, looking at any moment, any single moment, any situation, and believing that we know the choices, the outcomes, the expected experience that will be. We believe that everything is of a defined order in reality. Then we make the shift to this heart space, and we are no longer programming in our mind what will be. We are no longer needing to see the step before we take a step. We are beginning to trust the energy that flows through us in all moments. When we begin to move to our heart space, we begin to listen to the voice of our own precious heart, our own beautiful body, the energies that surround us each day, Mother Nature herself, universal source, and all that surrounds us. I fully believe that in each and every moment, every one of us is surrounded by guardian angels, masters, guides, guardians, ascended masters, star beings, those who walk with us to support us on our journey, those who are waiting to co-create with us in powerful ways. If you believe, if any of us believes that we are alone on this journey and that it is important to navigate through this earth journey alone, then we will experience that level of, let's say, a weight. You're going to experience life as a weight, because you are taking on every element of responsibility for yourself. If you take responsibility to simply know what it is that you wish to accomplish, to be, to represent on this life journey, then you open your heart space to let that truth flow, to tell universal energies that I choose love, that I choose peace, that I choose to be a positive influence in the energies that surround me. I choose to be a beacon of light upon this earth realm, and I choose to inspire others to see the beauty that they are. If you know what it is that you wish to welcome, to invite, to experience for yourself, then holding that prayer in your heart space is enough to create the experiences, the resources, the relationships, all that will bring those physical experiences to you. We are standing in this place now where much of humanity believes that they know what is right or wrong for themselves. They even quite often believe that they know what is right and wrong for another. So when we talk about welcoming in peace to this earth reality, sometimes it is quite daunting, because so many truly believe that it cannot be, that we have too much to overcome, and that there are others who will not support the prayers that they hold in place. So I'd like to remind each of you that living in a peaceful world, part of living in a peaceful world, is allowing each other precious soul to make choices for themselves. Never is it our duty to decide what another wishes to experience. If we wish to bring peace to this earth plane in greater ways, if you wish to make a difference in your small community, in your family, in the circle of friends that you journey with each day, then your only job is to know what your truth is, and then to trust that that is all you wish to participate in. Be the light of peace. Be the light of peace within your heart, within yourself, and know that no matter that which appears in the physical reality, you are the one to ordain the journey that you are a part of. I will tell you very honestly that I have been thinking about initiating this Be the Light radio once again. I've been thinking about it for a few months. I tried to do it a few times, and when I sat down to do it, it wasn't aligning. And then this last weekend, I woke up and I couldn't not put it into motion. I didn't even want to put it off another week. I thought, all I have to do is get on there and speak and share and be and just open up the portals for us to unite, for us to remember that we're connected on a greater scale. So I trusted and I allowed my heart to soar, and I imagined all the beauty that would be. And then I promise you, over the last 3 hours, how many distractions appeared to keep me from broadcasting to you today at 8 p.m. Eastern. One after the other, everything was appearing to block my journey into this experience. Even right before the show began, and I called up the host number that I meant to call up, and it tells me that it cannot take my phone call at that time. The point is, over and over and over, there were obstacles to this exact moment. And every single one, I did not get frustrated. Okay, I did not. I sat there, I took a deep breath, okay, and I said, okay, show me the way through this. I even laughed a little bit going, okay, Spirit, I know you're throwing up blocks, but I'm not giving into it. I'm still going forward. I will make the most of this moment. Whether it's perfect or not, I let go because I choose to experience that. Okay, so I really did giggle and laugh at myself this evening. And then I come in, and you can hear in those first couple of moments how I was just a little bit flustered because I really just got to the computer about 10 minutes before we were about to begin. And as soon as I read that channeling, I came back into remembrance. I came back into my center and the reason that we are here together. So bear with me, beautiful ones, because I am in no greater space than you are. We are all journeying together. And one of the things I remembered as each distraction was appearing, of course, I was remembering that it's Mercury retrograde, but I was to disempower that and not give energy to that. And the next thing I had remembered was Spirit told me, let's say a year or two ago, that we were becoming earthly divine. And I had no idea what that meant. And I was driving the car at the time and I had to pull to the side and I said, okay, Spirit, I'm ready to really listen, to be, to receive. I said, what on earth is earthly divine? And they giggled at me and they said, you know, you're all seeking this ideal state of enlightenment. You're all wishing to attain that peace that overwhelms you within. And then you believe that all will be perfect from that moment on. But we tell you, life will never stop happening. You are here on this journey, in this experience with countless others. Okay? Life will never stop happening. However, when you are earthly divine, the world that surrounds you no longer has power over you. You are still the creator of your own journey, of your own destiny. Each and every time we give energy to the distractions, the obstacles that appear, we are creating the impact from that obstacle, that distraction. I was telling people in the in my workshop, in the gathering we just had a couple of nights ago, about 2 weeks ago, my computer was working perfectly one evening. And then the very next morning, I turned it on to work on it a bit, and it was back to factory settings. The whole entire screen was back to factory settings, and none of my files could be found. And in the past, this has happened, actually, in the past. And in the past, I panicked. In the past, I tried to fix it. I went into everything, and I really did lose most of what was in the computer. And this particular time, I was in this state of self-empowerment, and I really stood there. And I thought, Spirit, you can't do this. Nope, nothing can be lost. I am the creator of my journey, of my destiny, and nothing can be lost. Now, you have to understand that in this particular computer is all of my channelings, all of the work I've been working on for this book for how many years, all of my workshop, everything that I need, everything I've been working on is in this computer. So I looked at it, and I really wasn't in a place of fear. I was in a place of, okay, I recognize that this is real. Now show me the way through. I asked for a clean and an easy solution. I asked for everything to find harmony and to work back to normal. I just asked for everything to come back into balance. So I packed up the computer and brought it over to Office Depot. First thing, I just hopped in the car and brought it over there. And I thought that they would be the ones to bring it back to balance and harmony. But I opened up this computer, and when I opened it up, it was back to norm. No sign of all the files being lost, no sign of the factory reset, no sign. It was not even present, and it has never gone back to that mode. Every time, this is 2 weeks now, I've used it every day, it's never gone back to that. The thing is, I fully and absolutely believe that if I gave energy to my computer being broken and those files being lost, if I had given credence to that apparent reality, I would have created that. Absolutely. There is no doubt in my mind. Because, thankfully, I was in some elated space and I had greater awareness that nothing can be lost and I am still the designer of my own journey, I was able to magically, wondrously bring it back to norm. How many times have you found yourself being triggered by experiences that come at you? We are triggered each day by relationships, by the experiences we're in, by the people we surround ourselves with, our own old and our own belief systems that no longer serve us, but they still trigger something within us. How many times, if we are working on healing ourselves, perhaps our body, or perhaps welcoming in prosperity, if our prayers are on something, how many times can you in one moment really truly trust that you are manifesting that which you wish to call to yourself? Absolutely, completely. You believe in it, it's going to be. And then how many times, an hour or two later, a few minutes later, the next day, do you automatically switch your perspective and suddenly question whether or not it can be or it will be? We are living in duality. And what I tell you is that in duality, you are given the choice. You are given the choice to trust in and give credence to the limited realities that surround you, the apparent realities that surround you, or into the infinite possibilities that you sense being. Okay? For that, or in order to embrace those infinite possibilities, those realities that have yet to manifest themselves, it's important to trust your own heart space. It's important to find that source of light within yourself so that you are not easily distracted by outer stimuli. Nothing outside of yourself defines your reality. Ever. You can only experience lack, you can only experience loss if you believe that that can be. Once you truly, each and every day, with every breath, trust that you are blessed, that you are supported, that you are loved, then that is the reality that you will know, even in the physical realm. It must be. So I'd like to, and we're going to do a little prayer, and I want to open up the lines to welcome in some callers tonight and really recognize that this is a united effort that we are all part of. You and I together are creating this beautiful, magical space online that we call Be the Light Radio. But I'd like to tell you, we're talking about finding that portal of peace within, that beacon of light, that is our unique source, one that guides us in all moments, one that can never distract us, one that is always present and always present for us to draw upon. So let me ask you this. Each of you, can you imagine, can you really trust that before you were incarnate, before you were birthed into this physical world, that you were at one with all the light that can be, that you were at one with God, with Creator, with all divine energies? Can you truly trust that you were innocent and you were empowered, that you were part of life ever flowing, and there was no sense of pain, of loss, or any limitation? There was only the beautiful, beautiful acceptance of the divine truth that that is. Okay. If you're at that place of awareness and you can imagine that being, I'd like to show you this. Imagine that you're standing on the beach one day, fully empowered, you've been in prayer, you're dressed in white, the sun is beaming on you, the beautiful water comes in and washes over your feet. If that's something that lifts your spirit, can you trust that in that moment you are feeling whole and complete? That there is a force flowing through you of pure gratitude and awareness that you are true divinity, that life is a blessing and all is working itself for your benefit, for your blessed journey. So imagine that you're there and you're feeling all that I've just expressed, and then this cloud comes out of nowhere, this dark cloud that spreads itself out in all four directions where the sun is not even able to pierce through. Just a moment has passed from the point of light being all-encompassing to this moment where there is only shadow because the cloud interferes or distracts you from the beam of light that was coming forward to you. So you're on this beach, you're still dressed in white, you still are holding the memory, the beautiful truth that you were 2 moments ago, one with all the beautiful source that can be. Does this shadow now change that reality? Are you any less light-filled than you were 2 moments ago? Or is it only the outer perception that has shifted? Can you understand that? If you are in a moment where you feel so light-filled, so at one, so complete, and then you blink, and suddenly shadow appears, that which is limited appears. Are you any different because a shadow appears from outside of yourself? Are you any different? Do you have any less power flowing through you? If you can understand that it's only perception that allows you to feel part of that shadow, then you can recognize this evening that each of you are a true and absolute beacon of light in all moments. That little story of being on the beach is really a representation of our incarnation, of our journey into this earth realm, into 3D reality. We may feel that we are part of this limited physical world that surrounds us, that we cannot extend our hand and move through this physical wall that is here. We cannot unlock doors that are locked to us, that we only have the opportunities that appear. We may believe in that reality, but let me ask you, from this point of awareness that we're stepping into today, can you comprehend that you, if you are the purest of divine light and in all moments you are united with Source, don't you believe that you can use your heart space and that prayers that is passionate and pure, you can use those prayer and that heart space to open up these doors, to break down the walls from a higher place, experience of knowing, of personal power? Instead of pushing through these walls, these locked doors, these obstacles that appear in front of us in physical form, why not move our attention, why not move our awareness to that greater source of self? Why not move it into our heart space and say, Dear Spirit, I choose the effortless path. I choose to walk through life being supported. I choose to see the solution to all that challenges me each day. I choose and welcome in all of the blessings that can be. I trust in the miracles and the wonder and the love that flows to me easily. Can you imagine that you no longer are defined or reliant on the reality that surrounds you now? And then if you really stand true and hold to your prayers that you are the one directing greater source, the light, to work on your behalf. to make the paths open and available to you that will bless you. So I say this because if you can remember that you are more than you appear to be, that you are no less light-filled than you ever were, then you have the ability to trust that you already are a portal for global peace. If you today stand where you are and let go of the resistance, let go of the belief that you are small and perhaps insignificant, if you let go of that and you step into this personal power that allows you to unite with all source, with all knowing, that there is something so special, so pure within your soul, that when you ask for peace to be on this physical plane, that it absolutely will be so. And then can you imagine if that portal that you've opened up for yourself and in your heart and in your prayers, if you imagine that portal now uniting with every other portal, every other beacon of light, beacon of peace, beacon of prayer that exists on the higher frequencies, on the frequencies of love, can you imagine the paradigm shift that is taking place? Can you imagine this gridwork of light that is activating itself now across the earth realms? As we spend time together over these however many weeks, months, years, I pray that each of us believes more and more each time, each day, that we already are the source of divine light, of divine love, of divine peace that will activate these realities of true harmony on the physical plane. We all are the voice of peace, of love, of gentle, gentle respect and compassion, of all that is required to bring a nurturing reality into manifest form, into manifest space. So I honor each of you for joining me, and I love each of you for the prayers that you hold in place today. I will tell you that if anybody online, thank you everyone for joining me. There is a chat room that you're able to use. If you'd like to call in and make a comment or share your thoughts on this matter, please dial in at 646-915-8288. I will welcome all of your comments. And if you'd like to chat in the chat room, please do so. I'd also like you to know, if any of you are aware of the work that I do, I am a spirit medium and an angelic messenger. I love working with people one-on-one in private sessions to be that voice that brings, let's say, perspective to the journeys that they're on. I need know nothing about you. Don't tell me anything about yourself. But when we sit down, I will welcome in your guides and guardians and truly bring through the messages that will help your spirit to feel more aligned with your soul purpose. I will help you to let go of those limited perspectives and really step into the fullness of life that surrounds you. Every single soul has such a passionate heart, wishing to make a difference or to be at peace or to really step forward in life and feel that they are productive and purposeful on their journey. So if this calls out to you and you would like to schedule a private session with me, we can do so by phone or video chat or in person. I'm here in Largo, Florida. I have a beautiful office to work out of. But if so, I thought for all the beautiful people with Be the Light Radio who are honoring our journey here that I would offer you a special until June 21st, which is the summer solstice. We're really tapping into that light that is building now to that pivotal moment of activation on June 21st. But until that moment, I will offer you a special. My hour-long sessions are usually $111. It's a sacred number that brings us into that point of masterdom within ourselves, allowing ourselves to see ourselves as the empowered ones, as the sacred ones. But 88 is also a great number, bringing us into fullness, really telling the universe that we're in open flow of prosperity. So as an offer to all who support Be the Light Radio and really build the energy to make this into a portal of peace, of empowerment, of love upon the earth, I would like to offer you a special. If you choose to pre-purchase and schedule a reading before June 21st of 2015, you may have that session for $88. If you wish to take advantage of this, you may go to my website, which is alaniastarhawk.com, and if you /with the word light, you will come to that offering page, and you can pre-purchase your session there, or you may just contact me and we can schedule a session and go on from there. If you choose to pre-purchase, you may schedule that appointment anytime throughout the full year, okay? But thank you to everyone who journeys with us, everyone who is holding a prayer and believes in the work that we are building together. I honor you. We're doing this together. Okay, what I would like to do now is just really come to that sacred space within ourselves and welcome in a prayer from the higher realms, welcome in a bit of channeled energy that will allow us to feel the energy that is with us right now. If whenever you are speaking to me, whether in person or on this show, at any point, I encourage everyone to open yourselves, open your hearts greater than just the words that I speak, greater than the energy that appears. I hold prayers in place before we begin. I hold prayers in place that each of the masters of light, all the beautiful guardians of all that is truth and love, that they journey with us, and that each of them support all of the beautiful souls who are drawn to us each time. So whether you are connecting to us live right now or in archive, I honor each of you the same. Each of you have been guided to this moment because our hearts are ready to unite on the higher realm, to make a difference on this earth plane, to tell the universal sources that we, as a united source of divine light and energy, choose love. It's so important that we recognize that you and I are incarnate. We are here right now on this earth plane with purpose, for a reason. We have chosen to be the ones who stand strong in the light and are strong enough to break through the illusion, strong enough to not feed the drama, the chaos that can be. If you want to create a reality of peace and love upon this earth, that journey will move forward by finding your source within, by battling all of these distractions without, by battling that which appears. We only participate in that experience. In truth, when you really start to trust that your heart is united with all source and that you make the difference, okay, that each of your prayers is heard, makes a great impact, makes a great difference, then you will recognize that the prayers are enough. The prayers are enough. You'll begin sharing that truth with everyone you touch, but it begins with holding that truth in your own sacred heart. So I'm going to take a deep breath now. If you're able to, just take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, be in that place of sacredness within yourself. Welcome that knowing that you are perfect as you are. And in this moment, you are whole. You are divine. All is in perfect, perfect harmony with your greatest truth, with your greatest light. And allow your energy to just melt a bit, to release the tension you've held throughout the day, just to melt, just let go, see it as flowing naturally, just being in this space. See your energy almost becoming the liquid light that is formless, liquid light that cannot be held within any bounds. Liquid light that is encoded with all of the truth, all of the great remembrance that reminds us that we are more than we perceive ourselves to be. That each of us comes with a soul purpose, with a destiny to impact, to be the light of love and the portal of peace upon this earth. That each of us walks with a great power within to impact and bring change. Feel this golden light within now beam and radiate with greater intensity. See it magnify without bounds, just allowing it to expand naturally. Moving beyond your physical form, just moving out this liquid light, this golden energy, all encoded with the divine truth, with the knowing that we are more than we perceive ourselves to be. See this liquid light now flowing through your feet, flowing down into Earth Mother herself, reaching out into the riverbeds, into the roots of every tree, flowing out and touching each precious gem, each precious stone that holds remembrance to. Know that your love is flowing out now and merging in with all that Earth Mother herself is tonight. And draw your energy back within to that heart space, feeling that power still building within, as if there is a source within you now that continues to radiate out without limit, without form. And with that power building within you, you know that you'd like to make an even greater impact, an even greater gift to humanity, to this reality. So allow that energy to flow outward, upward, radiating in all directions, just out without form, this liquid light, this golden energy encoded the remembrance that we are more than we imagine ourselves to be. And as it touches each and every soul upon its journey, as this energy reaches out further and further still, you realize that this original encoding, these truths that now flow freely, are awakening others to remember that they too are more than they imagine themselves to be. That within each of us lies the remembrance, the divine encoding, that we are sovereign entities, that we have the power to choose our own destiny, that I alone choose peace for my journey. I alone choose love to accompany me. And as I stand in my strength and my source of divine light within, I allow it to awaken others that they too are the same source of light. And so I stand back now. I stand at a higher realm of being and look down and realize that my light, the passion that I am, is flowing freely to connect to every other passionate light that is and can be. That on the higher realms right now, in truth and harmony, we are uniting. We are uniting to extend that beacon of peace to even greater planes of being of destiny. You can feel how good it feels to align with this great purpose. And you know that just allowing this love to flow is enough to bring change. If you and I, dear ones, are greater than we imagine ourselves to be, then we must trust and know that right now, our greater selves, the selves that are pure spirit, divine, those who glow and radiate as pure light in all moments, unite with us now. And on the higher planes, because we're choosing all that is love and all that is peace, they are working together to keep this beacon awake and alive, bringing through the inspiration that will impact our world to bring change. Not through force, but through remembrance. Reminding each and every soul, each beautiful community, that peace is a choice. It is a potential reality when we allow it to be. When we trust that we are not confined, that we are not limited by this physical reality that surrounds us, and that we hold it within ourselves, the ability to envision, to imagine, to ordain an experience of love. Be the one to know that you are the creator of all that brings peace. My energy is flowing outward, and I feel so connected to all life. The boundaries of states and countries, of dominions, they all fall away, and all I see is my brother and sister across the globe. I see us all united in a heart space, allowing our heartbeats to unify and to beat in harmony, that we together become that beacon that brings change. And so it is, dear spirit, from all realms of being, the highest to the lowest, all realms who walk in light, in love, I call on you now to energize our prayers, to recognize that we stand in personal power, we stand in our truth, and we are the ones to believe in the change that can be, in the light that can be, in the love that can be. We choose to be the warriors of peace and light, acceptance, and gentle healing upon this earth. Dear Spirit, support our prayer. And so it is. I sense a collective around us now. A collective of light beings, of ascended masters. These are ones who come from the higher realms. These are their words exactly, and they come through with one voice flowing to me now. And when they look at me, I know that they look at each of us in the same way, with the same loving heart, with the same power, with that same bright love. And they look at us now and say that you can never stand alone, that your single voice, that your single heartbeat is always in union with entire realm of humanity. that all you choose to put in place for yourself today, not for another, for yourself, all you choose to put in place for yourself today already impacts the greater circle that can be. Do not believe that to bring change to this earth plane is a weight, is a responsibility for you to take on. That is ego, that is illusion, that limits the journey that you find yourself on. We tell you that when your heart is flowing with the pure love that is truth, that is divine, that is absolute knowing, then allow yourself to be in faith, in acceptance of the peace that you wish to know for yourself, for your community, for this world that you know. And know that that single prayer from a pure place within your heart space is manifest in that single moment. The ceremonies that you each step into, these elongated prayers or initiations of grace are beautiful in their own ways. But we tell you that they are not necessary for the change to take place. If your heart is pure at any moment that can be, then your prayers are already adding to, already contributing to the greater realms of light that are flowing through this reality. The ceremonies that are beautiful to take part in and to be part of are for your benefit alone. They remind your human self that this level of light and love and experience and knowing is possible each day. As you become more comfortable in these vibrations of being, so they become more of your daily reality. Be part of them each day. Birth them in all ways. We support you and will feed them with all of the divine light that brings remembrance, awareness, and inspiration. They are part of your journey. But if you wish to truly understand the power that you naturally are from a higher perspective, then we tell you that it truly only takes a single moment, a single prayer in that heart space to shift your whole destiny, your entire reality. So be pure within yourselves, dear ones. Be authentic, because it is your authentic self that is affecting the whole. Love yourselves and create lives for yourselves that feed you, inspire you, and allow you to feel empowered within your own being. See the bright light that you are. Trust in the world that immediately surrounds you, and then you will believe in this world of peace you sometimes dream of. You will birth it into being most naturally. Honor yourselves, dear ones. You are the bright light that seeds a world of the peace you wish to know. We honor you, and always, namaste. How beautiful. It takes me a moment to come out of that. So I'm going to tell you, again, it brings me into remembrance. And it really reminds me of why I'm stepping into this this journey of Be the Light Radio. In truth, when you hear me speak over these last few minutes, channeling these messages, stepping into this higher knowing, not entertaining, but just being and allowing you to come into this world that I call my personal reality, that's what I do it for. This is my truth. And I will tell you that, yes, I was part of Blog Talk Radio a few years ago for quite a while. But it's been quite a while since I've talked to what appears to be nothing. I know you're all out there and you're listening to me. But unless you've been a radio host, it actually triggers your mind to think a little differently. Our human self wishes to entertain all of those who log on and who join me now. Our human self knows I must perform to the best of my ability. And yet, my truest self, the reason that I am here with each of you now is because I simply wish to be with you now. So I pray and I know that each and every week I will become more comfortable once again with this form of communing, of really uniting on the higher realms. When we unite here, it is heart to heart. It is soul to soul. And when I tell you that I see you, I mean it completely. If you are choosing to join me on this journey of being the light on this physical realm, in this beautiful earth experience and reality, then I honor you and I celebrate you in all ways. I cannot do what I do without you to support me. So I love you and I thank you for all that you share. I pray that if you wish to join us, to comment, to share, to inspire, to have your voice be heard, do so. I welcome you to do so. We gather here again next week, Monday, today is the 8th, so the 15th. 8 plus 7 is 15. On June 15th, we gather here once again, and we will be discussing, I believe, sacred manifesting. I so honor this journey, and truly, I cannot tell you how excited I am to step into this with each of you. I honor you in all ways and celebrate you. Please share the message of what we are trying to do, really working towards creating a grid of light each and every week here on the higher realms. And if you wish to know more about me, please visit my website at Alania, A-L-A-N-I-A, star as in the star in the sky, and hawk, as in the bird, AlaniaStarHawk.com. And if you wish to take advantage of that beautiful offering for a private session at $88, then you can go to AlaniaStarHawk.com/light. That is an offer that I am not putting in writing on my website, Facebook or in my newsletter. That's really for everyone who is listening to Be the Light. It really is for everyone that chooses to support. I honor you. I really look forward to getting to know every one of you in greater ways, okay? Because I know that you're an inspiration to me. Dear Spirit, may each and every bright soul who is joining us now be blessed this week. May miracles flow to them effortlessly. May their every step be blessed, be protected, be guided. May their hearts feel at home with the bright light that they are. May all that is pure and true on all realms of being, all realms of pure light, be at home within our heart space today. May we remember that we are the sacred ones, the empowered ones, the enlightened ones upon this earth journey. I honor you and the journey that you are on. Namaste.